شمالك من سويس فرنش شي سبيشلز فرم نمر بس شي يخي لسوس وشي بشت عايز سموش مور خاي يزي ناشي وذي نيل كراك الشليدة ويبن اي سلبا مدبر ويم سويش مكوش جيسين يوم الشابس سنشو بي اتسيو سو كولا ايس كولا ايدا لمخوص المخنة ويرغم واسبا فون مكوش يسي باشم اسموش يسي فان لبرسن مكوش جيسين سوى ملوخ عن شابس and whether it was Tole Shem Amir and Machlokes in Gemara, and they take him out. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. God tells them to take him out and stone him, and so they did. Masechet Shabbos 96b. Tanur Rabbanu Makos that Slofcha V'chei Moimer Yumenei Sov Bamidbar V'Yimsu Ishu La'alan Omer Avinu Meis Bamidbar. So who is this Makos Yishesim Yus Slofcha? So, it is over here that the Jewish people were in the Midbar and they found somebody and he was killed. And later on it says, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, Bamidbar, Bamidbar. So the Gemara learns that we're talking about the same person. It was Tzlofchad. Later on it's talking about the Benos Tzlofchad. So that's Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, who's the Makoshesh? Let's identify the Makoshesh, Tzlofchad. You're going to have to answer to God. If you're right, the Torah covered up his identity and you revealed it. And if not, you're Motzi Laza, Lesit Tzadik. You're speaking degradingly of that Tzadik. In the Medrash it says that Mekoshesh was the shame, so that's the Machlekes in Gemara. Viki was Megala, his identity. Miriam Seris is Marsha. If you're right, then what do you, the Torah is Mechas and you're Megala. And if you're wrong, so then you're maligning this Tzaddik. The Medrash says that the Mekoshesh and the Mischag and the Shem Shemayim, that the Jewish people would say, since there was a Xavier, they shouldn't come there as Israel. They're no longer Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs. He was Mechal Shabbos in order that he should be killed. And people would say, no, we're Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs. So it was L'shem Shemayim in the Targum Yonison. So that's a Medrash which is cited in Tosfos in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis in Targum Yonison. It says that the Jewish people didn't know what Nisa to give him, Chenek or Skila. And he sins so that they should know what's the din, he had to get Skila. In fact, the Marashon, the Chidush HaGodis in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Tes, how is he choyte? This is Shabbos, that he's going to be Michal Shabbos in order to know that the Jews should know what type of misa you give him Michal Shabbos. So the Marasha answered, how can that be? The Marasha answers that he didn't need this malacha. He just wanted to do the malacha in order that people should know what type of misa you get if you're Michal Shabbos. So it's like Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, it's like a Chofer Guma, and you dig a pit, a ditch, and you don't want the ditch, you want the offer, so you're part of Shabbos 73b. So it's a Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. But he was Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Shele Yadu Eidim Shehistri Bo Shua Sal Da'azu. The Eidim gave him a saw, they didn't know that that's why he was doing it. And it's Svarim Shevlev, and they're done Al Pi Eidus. So he really wasn't Al Pi Torah, it wasn't Michal Shabbos, just even thought he was, that's his Chayiv Nisa. And this, that's one thing, that either the people should know what type of onus you're giving, or, says the Maharsha, another reason he might have done it is so that people should know that he can't be Michal Shabbos. Like we saw in the Medrash, you might think you're not chayiv mitzvahs anymore, so now people are going to see, no, we are still chayiv mitzvahs. But again, it's malach shem tzrich l'gufa. He wasn't doing it for the gufa malach, he was doing it for the lesson, either what type of misa you get, or the fact that you're chayiv misa, chalal. So that's the heiligil ma'arsho. However, in the tshuvis of the heilig beis Yitzchok, Yitzchok Shmelkes, in Arachayim, in Simon Lom Dal, it's you, it's Tamein ma'arsho, because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Hashem says to kill him. So if the MC was Potter, I'll be objective MC was Potter, and the Aiden made a mistake, how did God say to kill him? God knows the truth. know, it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu asked down the din of Mechal Shabbos B'menino, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Mosim HaSeish, but it's not Shaykh that Hashem didn't know that he was Chayiv Misa. Hashem should have told him that he's not Chayiv Misa. So maybe what the Maharsha means as follows, that the emissary Akiva holds, the Melach HaShem Sechel Guf is Chayiv. Therefore he's Chayiv Misa. And Slofchod made a mistake, and he thought Melach HaShem Sechel Guf is Pater. Just the Maharsha Rakasha, according to the Svar of Slofchod, he was Pater. How are people going to find out what Misa you get? If he's Pater, he thinks he's Malach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf and he's Pater, so how's he going to teach people the lesson if he's not going to be Chayiv Misa if he's Pater? And therefore he explains that the Eidim didn't know his Kavanah. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks Dan, what's the din of Mechal Shabbos? And Moshe Hashem answers him that the Eidim have to be done al pi machshava. I can't be done al pi machshava. The Eidim have to be done based on what they see. And they saw that he was Mechal Shabbos, but himself be din. He was over in Aveira, which is Chayiv Misa, Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf v'Chayiv. And Slofchod made a mistake in the din, and they even gave him Asra. And if a person's Toyah B'din is Karav L'Mezid, he's Chayiv Asra. So he's Miyashi with Marisha as follows. Slofchod thought he was Pater. However, he was still teaching a lesson because the Eidim are going to think he was Chayiv. Because Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf is Chayiv. And Slofchod made a mistake. He thought he was Pater, so he wasn't really being Mechal Shabbos. And the Eidim gave him Asra. And the Eidim judged based on what they see. Not in his machshava. His machshava was that he's b'say there, but he's karul amazing because he made a mistake in the din. Should have known better. Could have asked. And they even gave him asra. So he was karul amazing. He was chayim misa. Hashem didn't stop him from killing him. But he thought he was pater. He wasn't really machal shabbos because machal shabbos is chilul guf for pater. But really, Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf v'Chayiv, that's what they were paskening. And in Megla, he was really Chayiv Misa, because he really did a... He thought he was Pater, but he was really Chayiv. So he's Karbel Mezid, being Torah B'din. So that's all very good, according to the Man Yomer, Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf v'Chayiv. But what according to the Man Yomer, Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf v'Pater? Rabbi Shimon. So why was the Mekosh Yishchar, who's miskavim l'shem Shemayim? Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf is type of Pater? So why were they Mechayiv in Misa? He was Miskav in the Shem Shemayim. And if he's really Pater, then Hashem should have spoken. The Eidim didn't know what Hashem should have said. No, he's really Pater. Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf is Pater, and he's really Pater. So we can't explain, it's hard to explain why they killed him if he was Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf, which is Pater. If you say Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf is Chayiv, it's Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf is Chayiv. And they even judged him based on what he did. He was Karav L'Mezid. But if Melach HaShem Tzirch LeGuf is Pater, then Hashem should have stopped him from killing his Pater. It's Kav and Hashem Shemayim. He didn't intend to do the Melach, he wanted the outcome of the Melach, which is that people should learn that he can't be Mechal Shabbos. And the Sefer of Chidushei Torah of the Sam Rebishli, the Rabaran, Tovshin Salach, he answers as follows. It says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, B'Shabbos, Tovim B'Shefer, B'Mikdash, Shalom B'Medina. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he blow shofar in the Mikdash, but not outside the Mikdash. Rabbi says, Gzeri, you're going to carry Arba Amos, same thing Lulav, same thing Megillah, Fractasis, Why would they accuse Hashem of a random b'shofar? Luvan Yom Rishon, they weren't kosher. Because it's Madi Deraisa Af B'Gvulin. We see in the Gemara in Sukkah that from Gimel and Aleph. So if so, why would they go around Shofar? So Raisa. So Tosfos answers because Rosh Hashanah, most of the time the Eidim didn't come still in the morning. And they didn't know that it's really going to be Rosh Hashanah. It was only a mitzvah misafik. So therefore they were gozer, Hashem Yavir Ben and Hashem came. On the 15th, by then already everyone was Yom Tov. And it's a mitzvah the Raisa Vadeh, so they weren't gozer on the first day of Sukkot. In the Yerei Chaim, in his Chedushim, Parashas Vayetze, he comments on this, that we passing like Rabbi Shimon, the Melech HaShem Tzehu for the Pater on Shabbos. And therefore it's a mitzvah Vadeh, it's a Mamashach. If it's Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah Vadeh, it's no Gzeir HaShem Yavir Manu, it's a Vadeh mitzvah Tavaisa. And the whole Gzeir is, maybe it's not Yom Tov, and there's no mitzvah. But then there's also no issue because Melech HaSavtosh and Melech HaShem Tzich L'Kufa, because they were bringing it out to be Yotzei Yedei Chovas Kishofar B'Yom Tov, but there is no such Chova. So it's not Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah, so it's saying Tzich L'Kufa, Hashem Melech HaSavtosh, they don't need it for the mitzvah. So Mamashach, if it's Yom Tov, there's no reason to make a Gzeir, like on the first day of Sukkot, that we don't make a Gzeir, you're going to carry out the meaning because it's a mitzvah Darei Sevadis, so you're also Mamashach. And the Tzad that it's Rosh Hashanah, there's no problem. You don't make a Gzeir, and the Tzad that it's not Rosh Hashanah. So then, Melech Hashem Tzich L'Kufa. So how can we do Gzeir Hashem Yavir Manu? Agav, we don't take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even if it's Daraisa, because on a lulav b'kinim k'fi the Acha, we don't know exactly. Back then, we didn't know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. But al kapanim, otherwise we would take it. So, that's what the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf, Mem Kimel and Aleph. Yachi yidna nami, anadu yibu diyarcha, yadu yibu diyarcha bitchu, enachi nami. Zem anu lel bitocha, enachi nami. So, the point is that what's the problem taking it out of Rosh Hashanah? Mamashach, you're okay. Mamashach, you're okay. Either it's Mamash Rosh Hashanah, or it's not, it's Melech Hashanah Tzich L'Gufa. So in Sefer Ketzer HaMateh and Simen Tavkuf Tavkuf Pei Ches, Yukon Zayin Yud Taretz, based on Rizm Chadish, Shidim L'Bechol Melechas, you're part of Melech Hashanah Tzich L'Gufa, that's Melech Hashanah from the Mishkan, and it's also Mishim Melech Hashanah Machshev Tzatzu Tarab, if you're Ma'ar Abraham, it's Pshisar Rabim, which is Hilch Segemiri L'Hashem, it's Tani Bobo on the base, so it's Melech Hashanah Moshe Bissinah that you're Chayiv, And lo yishna atzarach l'guf ein atzarach l'guf yichayiv. If you learn from the Mishkan, it has to be melech shen tzrich l'gufa. Shen tzrich l'gufa your potter, because melech shen mishkan, you need melech shen machshevet. But he's mechadesh that if it's melech shen moshe misinai, there it doesn't matter if it's tzrich l'gufa or not tzrich l'gufa. And if so, if it wouldn't be yom tov, it would be asa mishim avir. And even though it's melech shen tzrich l'gufa, nevertheless he'd be chayiv. Because the Arbamas, Habaras Arbamas, Rishis Arabim, is Malach HaMosh Misina. So in the Meila, 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 you're over on this Ba'avir Arbamas, Rishis Arabim, Hilchus Gemirila, even if it's not Tzrich L'Gufa. And therefore we can't allow you to build a show from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because you might be over on the Yisr, and be Chayiv. It's Meduik, it's Gzer Shem Yavirin, it doesn't say Kim Shem Yotzien. We're not worried about Hitzah. Melech Shem Tzich L'Gufa. What about Mavir? And that's why we do Zera. You're going to pass it for Amos. You're going to carry it for Amos. Even if you don't need a L'Gufa, you'll be Chayiv. So the Rechaim wanted to say, it's Pesay there. Because if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. There's no Zera since the Mitzvah Daraisa. And on Saturday, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Ein Lecha Mal Adog. I'm Ein Lecha Mal Adog because it's Melech Shem Tzich L'Gufa. You're doing it for the Mitzvah. It's no Mitzvah. No. And it's a bit as much sense to hold this chai of your mavir, because that's not malachas machshev is required, because it's not one of the malachas, it's halacha moshe b'sinai. So with this, we can be miyashiv the shita of Rabbi Akiva, as makoshe, she was slavchon, he was miskavon l'shem shamayim, in order that he should be killed and other people should see, or that you should know, moshe b'nei should learn, how to do machal shabbos, ay, l'choy, rizm malach shem, tzich l'kuf, ha'azi chayiv. So we see in the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rishmul, Makoshi Shmabir Abraham Sarabim. According to one opinion, he was Mabir Abraham Sarabim. According to another opinion, he was Tolish. According to another opinion, he was Ma'amir. So you can say that Rabbi Kiva holds that the Makoshi was Mabir Abraham Sarabim. And therefore, there's no right by Abraham Sarabim. It's not the Lachshan Sechel Gufus Chayav. He made a mistake, he thought he was Potter. He's not doing an Aveira. But the Yehudim didn't know the Yehudim Masra, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem. And Hashem says that that's the din. The din is that a person's Mechal Shabbos, he gets Kiva. And that really was the din. He really did get Kiva because he really was Chayav. In his mind, he was Potter. So you can't say he meant to be Mechal Shabbos. But it's Karl Lameis, because he should have known the din, he should have been a Mavar. He was Mishai, because he was Mavar, which is Saram, it doesn't need to be, even according to Mandar, or Lach Shem Tzuch Luguf HaPater, but here, Lach Shem Tzuch Luguf HaTzchai, because Lach HaMosh Mishina. Just like the Maharsha says, that he was Toh B'din, so Torah B'din is Karv L'mezid. Here also, Torah B'din is Karv L'mezid. You should have known Lach Shem Tzuch Luguf HaTzchayiv in the case of Avraham Sarabam. No. Nice Shtikl Torah based on the Beis Yitzchak, the Maharsha. And we should be Zachar L'Omer L'Lam B'Shem L'Lam. There's so much more to say about this, so we'll revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.